Hey, Where's That fans? You're here with the Where's That Rat. It's 4/20/24. Today we're talking about the multi-store shopping. All right, this is podcast number one. We're sitting down to discover why it is and exactly what those products are, that is, that you buy at different stores and why you do that. Well, I guess it's obvious we want to save money, right? That's why we go to different stores. And so today we're going to sit down and we're going to really discuss what those products are and really back up that thought with some evidence. So we all know that, you know, delivery is convenient and many of us are doing it these days. And we have been, you know, for the last few years since the pandemic and so on. We all know that that sort of brought this on. And, you know, Where's That's one of those things that actually was born before that. But that's another story for another day and another podcast. But today we're focusing on the fact that you might do delivery, you might go to the store, but you still might go to multiple stores. Some of the stores you might shop at for paper goods and formula, diapers, you know, these things that maybe cost more money at a typical grocery store. I mean, we're talking about the Walmarts, the Costcos, the Sam's Club, right, Target, but they typically cost just a little bit more money for many of their products. But, you know, as far as the grocery stores go, you know, and you want to shop there for meat, milk, eggs, some of the basics, butter, things like this, right? You're talking about the Raley's, the Winco, the Grocery Outlet, the Safeway, the Kroger's Foods Co. These are the type of places that we're going to go to save money on those, you know, everyday, you know, food items, right? A little more food oriented than they are really dry goods shopping. All right. And so let's be honest, the reason we go to different stores is, again, to save money. And what products do we save money on? Well, we save money on paper goods. We save money on diapers. We save money on TP, PT, as they say, right? Paper towels. Dog food, that is pet food, right? Some of us got cats and other critters running around our homes. But these are the places, Walmart, Costco, Sam's Club, Target, though they may be a little bit more pricey in some cases, they may be a little bit more convenient because they're closer, right? As far as like things like meat, milk, eggs, butter, you know, those staples, we tend to go to the grocery places for those, right? Like up here, we go to the Raley's, the Grocery Outlet, love them, Safeway, solid. And then there's the Kroger's Foods Co., also an interesting choice. So here at Where's That, we're an advocate for delivery, but we're also an advocate, big time, for people going to get their own items for themselves. I mean, how many of you have experienced curbside pickup, or you get home and you realize that your potatoes are moldy, your milk's leaking, or maybe you got some cracked eggs? Yeah. Yeah, we've had that too. Bruised bananas. Produce just, you know, bad in general because you didn't pick it. So, how about packaged meat, where the cellophane is ripped, torn, or packaged with your fruit when you get it, right? Oh, everybody likes a little bit of leakage on their produce, right? No, we don't like that. Or maybe you've been the rare person who's actually experienced the unwanted hitchhiker. You know, a spider on your bananas, maybe. So again, here with the Where's That Rat, we're looking at the reason why you do multi-store shopping. And why? What are the things you buy, right? You buy milk, meat, you know, the staples at the grocery store, and you buy the paper goods and some of the bulk items at some of the other stores, right? And so we're talking about that today. We've got some of the ads open in front of us here, and we're just taking a look.
So the reason why I have always shopped at multiple grocery stores is, you know, raising a family and feeding a family can be pretty pricey, and prepping your meals. So I try to, in the past, think about what meals we could have that would feed us, and of course on a budget. I found that going to different grocery stores, like going to Sprouts for chicken and seafood is always a great option. Going to Safeway for some of the beef and seafood, and then going to different grocery stores to get chicken or any of the extra things that you don't normally get. So I don't usually buy certain things at certain grocery stores. I shop around at all the different stores because I know I could get some better pricing on some items. Like I've always purchased household goods at Walmart or Sam's Club. There's a lot of great things that you can purchase at Costco, like their muffins. The price of their toilet paper and their paper towel is really unbeatable, and the quality of the product as well.
So I'm glad that you're here, and we're very curious to know some of the evidence that you've brought us tonight. Talk about, you know, I mean, we're going to see some of these specials, right, in the weekly ads and everything. You know, we got eggs at this price and milk at that price. And so you're going to talk a little bit tonight about what it is that that draws you to some of those ads and some of those products that you find can or cannot be cheaper based on whether or not they're actually even on sale, right?
Yeah, I do a lot of comparison on ads side by side so that I can see who has the best deals. So let's say we want to have tacos for Tuesday and I need good quality ground beef. I always look at where I'm going to find lean organic ground beef so I can make good tacos. Or who has chuck roast on sale? Safeway is one of my favorite stores to buy. Well, it's Safeway and Albertsons, one of my favorite stores to buy beef because it's USDA grade choice beef, and that's really good stuff. So the flavors are always spot on, and the meat is tender, I feel. So I usually buy my beef there. And milk, they have really good quality milk. Definitely cheese is there. Whereas I would purchase chicken, produce, and some maybe coffee or specialty items at Sprouts. They have really great poultry there. Seafood, their seafood counter is really nice and have lots of different flavors of steaks and chickens and marinades.
What's up, everybody? This is podcast number one on 4/23/24. You're here with your host, the Where's That Rat. We've also got the Eagle Eye here with us.
What's up, everybody? Good to see everybody for our very first episode. Thank you for joining us. We've got a lot to talk about.
So today we're looking to talk about the multi-store shopping. And you know what I mean by that is, you know, do you shop at multiple stores when you go after your groceries and your other household goods? I think most of us do. I think that's a pretty popular thing. You know, we have to sort of have multiple different lists or create multiple different delivery orders, right, to sort of get stuff sent to our home or maybe even pick it up, right?
Yeah, no, we definitely, I know for household goods, I can find a lot of items cheaper at, say, like a Big Lots or a Dollar Tree or a Family Dollar versus getting a lot of your kitchen products even from Walmart versus the grocery store would be your better items for meat, packaged meat, obviously, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think many of us are trying to save money where we can today. And, you know, one of the ways that we might do that is we shop for the specials and then we might go to multiple stores, right? Because some stores are going to have good deals on some stuff, right? You know, maybe soda or milk or eggs or butter or cheese, what those staples are that we all go for. But some stores are going to have higher prices on some of those items too, right?
It would be a dream to be able to shop at just one store, I know, but unfortunately, you know, weekly deals happen, and so a lot of the big box chain stores are always offering these weekly deals, and they're changing every week, so you don't know if your laundry detergent's going to be $20 this week or $10 the next week, so you have to know when to buy and when to stock up for the coming weeks.
And so we sort of touched on it already, you know, with the types of products that you might buy. You know, like you said, you know, laundry detergent might be a big one, and pet food and, you know, some other household cleaners and things like that. You might do it at some of the big box stores like Costco or Walmart or, you know, any of your given big box discount stores, even like you mentioned, Family Dollar or Big Five or some of these other outlets that you could hit discount stores. But, you know, again, when it comes to the groceries and things like that, you know, the hardcore food items, we tend to go to those grocery places, you know, the Walmarts, the Safeways, the Rallies, the, you know, the grocery
outlets. Yeah, they seem to have the best deals, too, if you look. You know, they do have really good deals for beef or chicken. You just have to know which week you're going to do and which store is doing what. And that's really why we're here.
Yeah, and that's a good point. You know, that's something that we do need to point out to our listeners is that Where's At is here to inform you and to help you see what everybody else is doing as well on shopping and trying to save money, whether it be for groceries themselves or other, you know, household goods. We got the eagle eye.
How's everyone doing?
Today we're on to talk about multi-store shopping. I think a lot of us are doing it today. We're doing it to save money, right? We go to one store to buy something that may be a little bit cheaper than it is at another store. So what sorts of products do you buy? And what stores do you go to buy those products? What do you think, Eagle Eye?
Well, thank you, Mr. Rat. There's a lot of different places to go, and chances are you've probably overpaid for a product or two, but personally, I like to go to major grocery stores for my beef and chicken and protein items while shopping at other stores for my household items. What do you think about that, Rat?
Well, so you're saying that you like to get your meat, your milk, and a lot of your food items from the major grocers, right?
Who wouldn't love to shop for themselves? I mean, the food tastes so much better when you do. Look, if I go to the store and I get a boneless chuck 3-pound roast, and those are about $3.50, $4 a pound right now, you're spending $12. I can literally make 20 tacos plus out of $12. But if you're going to all these places and you're spending $2 and $3 for a taco, and that's adding up, you're spending $48, $50 for something that costs you $12 at the store. So I'm going to be saving that money.
And I'm going to be saving that time.